So the good guys can get there, and they can get, sometimes the good guys can get famous quickly. But what you want to look at is what they're going to do. Do they take the quick route? They say, if we do this, and it's just going to happen overnight. Whereas the good guys will say, well, no. If we want to fix our country, you know, we may be looking at 20 or 30 years. And here's what we got to do. We got to do this in the first year, this in the second year. And when this is done, then we can do this. And they will outline how it's all going to work. But the bad guys, they'll say, everybody's going to have apple pie tomorrow. You know, he'll promise us the moon immediately. And the average guy will be thinking that they're going to be taken care of right away. You know, because they're just going to take care of us. So there's a difference in approach. The difference in approach is one that promises us a lot immediately, satisfaction now, whereas the Brotherhood of Light will be honest with us and they'll say, look, it's going to be a long, hard row. It's like Churchill at the beginning of the war. He said, this could take a while. This isn't going to happen overnight. And at the beginning of most wars, the politicians say, this is going to be over in a month. You know, and then
blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah, and he gave his famous speech. He says, we will fight on land, we'll fight on the beaches, we'll fight in the waters, we'll fight in the air. And even if we are overcome, he says, we will continue the struggle until eventually we will prevail. You know, and he wasn't painting a rosy picture. He was saying it's going to be tough. And but if we do not quit, we will prevail. And that's the key to success in everything. You just don't quit. If you don't quit, and if you got an idea that is possible to work, you can't have a really bad idea. And that's one problem a lot of people have. There's a lot of bad ideas out there. But if you have a decent, workable ideas, and in other words, if you catch a glimpse into the higher realms and bring that idea down and then do not quit, you continue, you can manifest that idea. About 20 minutes left, okay? So in the beginning, in the divine space, there's an energy, and we call that energy, or I've named it purpose. The reason I've named it purpose is because for this divine energy that creates everything, we have no name. I either had to call it something already in existence, or had to make up something like omoglobin or something like that. So, might as well call it the closest word I could think of to it. And one day the reason I used purpose is I was in contemplation one day thinking about the beginning. And I tried to penetrate my mind through the higher mental, up through the buddhic, up through the atmic where the ideas are, back to the monad, and through the monad into the energy of purpose. I was contemplating doing this, and I caught a glimpse of what purpose was. And it was something that you can't really put in words, that glimpse that I had. But it's fascinating, and there's two words that came to my mind that associated with it. One was purpose, and the other is faith. In the fact that when a ray of purpose comes forward, it is like something that has to manifest. And there is nothing, no power in the universe that can prevent it manifesting. All we can do as intelligences is to cooperate. And so I saw that there are certain things that ride on this energy of purpose. And one of the things that I saw is what the prophets have always talked about, which they have called Zion. Zion is a manifestation of purpose. And what this means is that it must manifest. There is nothing in the universe that can prevent it from manifesting. The only question is the time element. What is the time between now and manifestation? The time between now and manifestation can be long or can be shorter, maybe not short, but shorter. But there's a space there. Let's compare it to this. Let's say you wanted to paint a painting. Susan Carter here wants to paint a painting, a picture of Blaine. She sees Blaine over there, says, we can make a nice painting, you Blaine. Now, she has determined, beyond any doubt, she's going to paint this no matter what. Okay, so it's a done deal. It's just going to be done. But the only thing involved, the only thing in discretion is the time element. How much time does Blaine have for the sitting? How much time is she willing to dedicate? There's a lot of it determined on the decisions these two make as to how long it's going to be. Now, if they're both really enthused and want to get it done and both willing to sacrifice, let's say it's a 20-hour project, and they really want to sacrifice, they could get it done in one day. If they're not willing to sacrifice, it may take a week. But whatever the case, Susan has duplicated the energy of purpose in making a fixed decision that this painting will manifest. The only thing involved is the time element. And this is the way it is with us. When you pick up the energy of purpose, you will see things that are in what we might call the will of God. Even that is not an accurate description, but let's call it that. We see things, when you see things that will manifest, like Edison saw the light bulb. He knew it was going to manifest. If he didn't do it, somebody else would. It was just a matter of time because it was in the energy of purpose. It's part of the purpose of God that the light bulb manifest. The only thing open to discussion is how long it would be. And if Edison didn't do it, then somebody else would have. And it wouldn't have been that long after Edison. If Edison hadn't even lived, the light bulb would have been delayed maybe 10 years. But it still would have manifested. Edison probably saved us 10 years of technology improvements because he dedicated himself so much to that. But Alexander Graham Bell and with the telephone didn't save us any time at all. He saved us about 20 seconds because about just a few minutes after he registered the patent, somebody else come in with the telephone just minutes afterwards. And so the patent office received two patent applications for the telephone within minutes of each other. You're expert on history. Do you know the time period was
true.
A minute?
I knew it was within an hour, for sure.
Yeah, it was really close. It was definitely the same day. Yeah. And maybe they arrived, maybe the other one arrived earlier, but maybe he just opened Alexander Graham Bell's first. Who knows the whole story? But this is, the telephone was part of the purpose, so it had to manifest. If Alexander Graham Bell had not even lived, nothing much would have changed. Now, Edison, on the other hand, there was nobody that really invented the same exact light bulb that Edison did that had the power to promote it. So Edison probably sped up the purpose about 10 years. Yeah.
There's actually a fun story with Tesla, though. Tesla got the contract for the World's Fair.
Yeah.
Edison would not make the light bulbs for him. And Tesla manufactured over 100,000 light bulbs themselves using a rubber stopper and something else to draw a vacuum to make them.
Really? Yeah. I never heard that story. That's interesting.
Huh. And the other thing, though, about Bell, though, then went along to virtually create every single necessary thing that was required to invent a system as well. So the other guy might have beaten him with the actual, just that first apparatus. Probably was good.
Yeah, it's probably good that he got it. Yeah, you're right. It's possible because Bell maybe had a bigger vision that he still might have saved us 5 years or so. So Zion will manifest. In other words, a society where there's a tremendous brotherhood and an equality that is not forced, but an equal equality that is accepted just because there's brotherly love and kindness. And a society where there's abundance, where there's no poor, and basically no rich, because people really don't will not aspire to be better than the neighbor. And a lot of the impetus to get rich is just so you can have something that your neighbor will be jealous of. That motivates a lot of people. That's why people get these great big yachts, houses that are like as big as a city or bigger than a church.